woman has been shot a number of times in the lower body in East Belfast. It happened in Lord Street Mews off the Bearsbridge Road shortly after 10:30 last night. She's been taken to hospital where her injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. Police are still at the scene, which is sealed off. Our reporter Lisa McAllister is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, as you say, the scene here is still sealed off. I got here a couple of hours ago, and police at that time were still performing those sorts of sweeps of local alleyways, entries, and have only been allowing residents really down there. They've relaxed that cordon now, and obviously the absolute their motivation here is to find out exactly what happened last night. I can tell you that the shooting happened in this little cul-de-sac that is just off the main Lord Street. There's lots of normal paraphernalia there showing a normal family life. There are little nets for children, bicycles in some of the gardens. And it just really brings it home to people living here the absolute horror of what happened last night. The fact that this paramilitary-style shooting and the fact that the victim was a woman. We understand those injuries are not life-threatening, but as this scene of horror unfolded last night, neighbours didn't know that. And one woman told me that she heard the victim screaming for help.
I heard shots, which I thought were fireworks, because the kids have been running about lately with loads of fireworks. And when I came out, I heard a scream. She was shouting, help me. She was shouting, help me, help me. So they could hear her screams. Fully shocked.
Did you go to help her then?
I went to go over and the kids followed me out, so I was straight back in again. By the stage that I came out, everybody had started gathering.
What was going through your mind, obviously, with kids in the house? The fact that you see one of your neighbours in that state screaming for help.
Really scary. Just fully scared of life out of you.
How long have you lived here?
A good few years. Everybody was just fully shocked. Everybody couldn't believe it, actually.
You obviously know the victim. Do you have any idea why anybody would have done this?
None at all. Not one. It's just really scary.
Well, the Ulster Unionist Party councillor Jim Rogers with us today. What are your thoughts around this, Jim?
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Absolutely appalling, totally disgraceful, and I condemn it outright. I think it's shocking whenever people decide to take the law into their own hands to act as judge, jury and executioner. I understand that this lady's in her 20s. I wish her a full and speedy recovery. My thoughts and prayers are with her and her family at this terrible time. And I would appeal to the community, if they know who was involved, to assist the police with their inquiries, because these individuals must be apprehended, questioned and brought before the courts and rightfully punished. In all my years in public life and working in East Belfast, I don't ever remember a female being shot. I have heard of females over the years and in the worst days of the Troubles being assaulted and attacked and so forth. But there's still guns out there. They must be got. Otherwise, they'll be continuously used. So the whole community, and I've been speaking to many people in the area, they're just sickened and disgusted as I am.
It shouldn't make a difference, should it, whether it's a man or a woman shot, but it does in your head.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter whether it's a male or female, as you have rightly pointed out, Stephen, but whenever you think of a woman, what's our society coming to? We had problems last weekend in East Belfast in regards to the George Best mural being painted over, and now we have had this incident at about 10:30 last evening. Myself and some other councillors, along with Charter, were in the Lord Street and Edith Street, Templemore Street areas this time last week with some of the agencies trying to make major improvements there, including housing. And then we hear of something like this taking place, which is besmirching the area, and it's certainly not good for the east of the city.
OK. Jim, thank you very much indeed.